Saturday night home alone.
Next on the Food Channel, yummy chewy brownies.
I should be dating college girls, but I'm not.
And this just into the Weather Channel, Hurricane Chester has been downgraded from a stage 4 hurricane to a refreshing breeze.
Date college girls, but how? How, I ask?
MTV Singled Out is coming to Philadelphia. If you want to be a contestant and meet hundreds of college girls on a very special college edition of Singled Out, then call the number on your screen. To give your brownies even more chewiness, add to meet thousands of college girls, here's that number again. See you on Singled Out.
Yes, you will.
Honey, a tonsillectomy is a really simple operation.
Yeah, you stay overnight in the hospital, you eat Jell-O, and you come home the next day.
I don't need an operation.
Why are you talking like that?
I just irritated my tonsils brushing my teeth. It's that darn angle toothbrush.
John, tell your friend he has to go to the hospital.
I'm sorry, Topanga. I've got some serious problems with doctors, and I don't think I have to explain why.
Explain why?
Fine. Last night I'm flipping through the channels, right? And I'm watching CNN.
You're watching CNN?
Well, yeah, they suckered me in with this story about cake. But then they did an expose on a 15-year-old boy, went to the hospital for a routine procedure, and vanished.
Vanished? I want a second opinion.
Oh, you're missing the point here. Cake!
Sean, you go home. You're scaring my son.
I'm sorry, but it's my duty to stay and protect my friend.
And I am protecting Corey from you.
You know, I could take you to Topanga.
Mail! Mail! Pepper mail! Mail! Where mail?
Eric, there must be thousands of guys trying to get on Singled Out. It probably takes them months to make a decision, get a letter out.
And yet, looky here to Eric Matthews from MT. I can't quite make out that last letter. What is that?
V.
What?
V.
What?
How about I kill you?
See here. Dear Eric, congratulations on being selected to appear as a contestant on MTV Singled Out, and please don't bring your negative negative dad.
Wow, they really put that.
Mr. Feeney, I have to talk to you. How could you not be here? Mr. Feeney? Mr. Feeney!
Mr. Matthews, what can I do for you?
I got a problem. You're not out here gardening. And you're not at school. You're not gardening. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm here now.
Okay. Look, I've been selected to be on this MTV game show Singled Out, and I know they're going to interview me before I go on the show, and I know they're going to ask me what college I go to.
You don't go to a college.
I know the one thing I don't want to say is Harvard. I mean, they're going to know I don't go to Harvard. They're going to think I'm so stupid because I don't know the name of some other prestigious school. So I was wondering, could you just give me the name of the school you went to, you know, if it still exists?
I won't do that, Mr. Matthews.
Gone, huh?
I won't be a party to this deception. And my advice to you is think long and hard about what you're doing.
College?
Harvard.
Harvard?
Yeah. Ooh, smart guys.
Hey. Tell me, if you go to Harvard, then why are you here in Philadelphia?
I go to the Philadelphia campus.
They have a Philadelphia campus?
They have six. Stop trying to trap me.
Doesn't matter. Judge Chikoski, your hair.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Daddy, are you leaving?
Well, only because visiting hours are over, and if I stay any longer, they're going to charge me $4,500.
Well, you are my dad, and I guess if you're not worried, then everything's going to be okay, huh?
Corey, there's nothing to worry about. This is a routine procedure. You're going to be fine.
They won't slip and cut off my head.
This is the best hospital with the best doctors in the city. You think they just let anybody in here?
Well, the first thing is, security around here sucks.
How'd you get in here?
Never mind me. We gotta get you out of here.
Careful, my intro!
Hey, sorry, man.
That hurt.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that later, but we gotta get you out of here before you start losing your whole body.
Sean, you're starting that crazy talk again.
Huh. Crazy, am I? Dateline, Orlando, Florida. A 15-year-old boy admitted to a local hospital for a routine procedure today mysteriously vanished from the operating table.
Sean, I'm quite prone to nervousness, so I would appreciate it if you didn't bring in invented stories from those idiotic supermarket tabloids, okay?
It's the New York Times, baby.
The New York Times Trailer Park Edition.
It's exactly the same, except you can eat it.
Sean, you are crazy.
Dr. Hunter, Dr. Hunter, you're wanted in delivery.
Crazy, huh? Well, this hospital doesn't seem to think so.
It's another Dr. Hunter, Sean.
I'm going to delivery. I tell you, Cora, no matter how many you do, it's a miracle every time.
Start the semester with 50 comely co-eds who will do anything to get to the head of the class, but of course only one will graduate with honors, and she's going to win a date with our big man on campus. Let's meet him, Mr. Eric Matthews! Take the mask off, Eric. I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but you're a very attractive man.
It's like looking in a mirror.
No, I don't think so. Listen, Eric, would we like to tell the girls a little bit about yourself, the big Harvard man that you are? Harvard University, ladies and gentlemen!
No.
It's a huge school, what, 35,000 students?
I don't know, there's some students here. Why don't we just play the game, Chris?
No, and he's modest too, girls. What a catch, yes. Well, Eric is a junior at Harvard University. He currently maintains a GPA of 7.0.
Yeah, I didn't do too hot in science.
Nice.
Science wasn't good. Do we have to talk about this on the air?
No, we don't. And okay, we won't. As a matter of fact, we will go over to our board here.
Okay.
Our categories are first date, brains, hygiene, age, height, and experience. Eric, where would you like to start?
Okay, Chris, why don't we start with first date?
All right, very good. Have you been naughty or have you been nice?
Well, I know my mom would want me to send away the naughty girl.
Well, all right then. Have you been naughty? Get out! You're a strong man, sacrificing all that just to make mom proud. You're sweet and sensitive, exactly the kind of guy every girl wants. Is that not true, ladies? Where would you like to go next?
I want to go with the naughty girls.
Well, that's not possible, so let's turn our attention over here and go to the board.
Let's try brains.
All right, brains. We have Einstein or Bierstein.
All right, Chris, you're not going to fool me this time, because I know if I say Bierstein first,
right,
you're going to send
them. All right, Bierstein, get out! Forget about them!
Oh, fine.
We've narrowed it down to our last five brainy chase girls just for you, buddy.
It's bad, isn't it?
No, really, it's fine, it's fine. They're exactly the kind of girls you wanted. I mean, sweet and sensitive and intelligent and fully clothed, and we will see how bad it is for Eric when we come back right after this.
Naughty! I meant naughty!
Let's go!
I meant naughty!
Single out the final round, and we're down to the last three girls.
There used to be 50.
Let it go, math boy. It's not the end of the world. Now, before the show, we gave Eric a pop quiz, and he wrote down some answers. You got to try to match those every time you get an answer correct. You move a step forward, and if you get in the circle first, you get to go out with our Harvard hunk, Eric.
Harvard hunk, huh? You hear that, Mr. Feeney?
Center, focus. We're here.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's begin. Bad kissers, dump them or train them?
Dump them.
Train them.
Train them.
What'd you say, Eric?
Well, I'm going to take the time, Chris. I am going to train him!
Train him! The guy who listens is sensitive or picturing you naked?
Naked.
Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Eric?
Well, Chris, I was sensitive enough to write down...
Sensitive! This could be the final question here. Best way to wake up, steamy hot cocoa for two or steamy hot shower for two?
Shower! Actually, cocoa.
Oh, and you were doing so well, too. Eric, show us shower!
Well, actually, see, the thing is, I kind of really like cocoa!
Okay. Not a problem. Stand up. You know, the show may actually work, which completely blows my mind. All right, Eric. She's all the things you wanted in a girl. She's smart, she's sweet, she's sensitive. She likes cocoa, whatever. And she is a sophomore at Columbia University. Turn around and meet Lisa Thurman! Congratulations!
Chubby's.
Oh, I love that place.
Really? I've never been there.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thanks for watching Singled Out. Listen, I just want to say, nice hair, really.
Hey, it's back really at nice. You,
thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Appreciate it.
You have a good... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's a great guy.
It's a mild sedative. It should relax him before we take him to OR. Might make him a little groggy.
I'll have the soup. What are you gonna have, King Louie?
No change yet.
Honey, they're about ready to take you into surgery.
I'll be right here when you get back.
Sponge bath?
No.
Emma? Amy?
George, it's very sweet of you to visit, but Corey hasn't even been in for a surgery yet.
Well, actually, I received an urgent phone call imploring me to come down.
Feeny.
I'm here, Mr. Matthews.
Closer.
I'm close enough.
Thank you for coming. Now, I don't have much time. I need to make peace with you.
Sedative.
Ah. Well, all is forgiven, Mr. Matthews.
I wish it was that simple. I've done a lot of bad to you over the years. I want to make things right between us.
You're making me very uncomfortable.
Ah, for once, just listen to me, man. In the classroom under my desk is a key. The key will open airport locker B378. In the locker is a tattered plaid valise. In the valise, you will find all my homework for 5 years. You see, all these years, I've understood everything. I'm actually a brilliant student.
What is the capital of Montana?
You're not going to the airport, are you?
No.
Okay. We'll see you in a couple hours.
No. I'm vanished. I am vanished.
15-year-old boy vanishes during surgery. This is idiotic. Not even Corey could believe this could happen to him.
This is television's hardest-hitting exploration of unexplained phenomena. We're not making this up. And now, here is anchor, Grant Steele.
During what was termed a routine tonsillectomy at a Philadelphia area hospital, 15-year-old Corey Matthews vanished. Here I am with the story. This bed is empty because a 15-year-old boy is not in it. We talk to the two grief-stricken parents. Amy, Alan, tell us in your own grief-stricken words what happened.
Well, he was about to go into surgery. We were looking right at him.
You were looking right at him.
We were looking right at him, and he vanished.
When you say vanished, you mean...
He disappeared.
When you say disappeared, you mean...
He vanished.
How about that?
Of course he vanished. I told him he'd vanish, and he vanished. I even know where he went. He went where they all go. To the fourth dimension, sometimes known as the Bottle City of Candor. But nobody listens to me. They all think I'm crazy.
Are you?
Am I? Am I crazy? Well, I guess that's for you to decide. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go sew this guy's head back on.
His school principal, devoted teacher, and next-door neighbor George Feeney. Are you surprised Corey Matthews has vanished?
I can't believe it. It's all here. 5 years of homework, just as the boy said. And these papers are remarkable. Such insight, such perspicacity. How could I have doubted him?
How do you feel now, knowing that you were wrong about him all these years?
About the same.
So there you have it. Corey Matthews, if you're out there, you're sort of missed. Good night, and we'll see you on the next edition of We're Not Making This Up.
I was the one who was embarrassed.
But you seem so confident up there.
Yeah? You bought my confident thing?
Oh, I thought you were adorable. The things you were saying were so cute and smart. Well, of course you're smart going to Harvard.
Yeah, well, I mean, you must be pretty smart yourself. You got into Columbia.
Yeah, but I never thought I'd have so much in common with a Harvard boy.
You forget about Harvard?
Okay.
You know, the only reason I even went on that show is because it's so hard to meet somebody like you.
Don't you meet a lot of girls in Boston?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in class all the time, and when I'm not in class, I'm on, you know, singled out and stuff, so it's really hard to meet people. How about you? Aren't there a lot of nice guys at Columbia?
Yeah, there are.
What's the matter?
This would have been so much easier if you were a jerk.
What?
Eric, I'm not what you think I am. I lied.
You lied? You really one of the naughty girls? Aw. There, I'm over it. Now, how naughty are you?
I'm pretty naughty, Eric.
Well, I'm not here to judge.
Eric, I don't go to Columbia.
What?
I applied, but I didn't get in. I didn't get in anywhere. I went on Singled Out because I really wanted to date a college guy because it would make me feel better about myself.
Wow. Where do I start?
I'm sorry. I'll leave if you want.
No, don't leave. I'll leave. I really should be the one leaving.
You? I'm the pathetic townie who lied to get on a game show.
Lisa, if I held up my card, it would say exactly the same thing.
What?
I don't go to Harvard. I mean, I did the same thing you did. You confess first. You know, I wasn't even gonna confess. I was gonna let you think that I really went to Harvard until you liked me anyway and I felt better about myself, and then, I don't know, I'd have my parents call you and tell you I died.
Wow. We really are compatible.
Yeah. So you want to cut the classes we don't have and see a movie?
I hear there's a great party at Swarthmore. Want to go?
You can get us in?
Actually, I thought you could.
Well, one day I will.
Feel better now, Corey?
I'm completely recovered, darling. They might have taken out my tonsils, but they could never take out my love for you. So, what do you got? Soup?
Sherbet.
Chicken and rice?
You're still a little woozy, aren't you?
I'm seeing five of you.
Strong enough to take a walk around the hallways?
Are you kidding? I would walk anywhere for soup.
Corey, picked you up some comics. Car? Car, where are you? Oh, no. It happened. He vanished. And I'm next. I know way too much. Oh, no. It's happening. I'm starting to dematerialize.
Sean. Topanga and her four sisters are taking me for soup. You want in?
Yeah, sure.